Don't sweat it, this Armed Forces Day. Saturday 24th June will see many across the country rallying together to show their gratitude to our forces. Could you turn your hobby into an Armed Forces Day fundraiser? Fundraising doesn't always have to be in the form of sports. As many of our supporters have proven, using your passions, hobbies and interests can be just as effective at raising vital funds, and you get to spend more time on the things you love. Meet our supporters who have been doing just that. Chris and his passion for military history. Chris has always been interested in military history, but since retiring, he's been able to dedicate more time to it. 4 years ago, Chris started volunteering at the Battle of Britain bunker in Uxbridge, where he gives regular talks to visitors. Lockdown caused the museum to close its doors, and Chris started to deliver his talks over the internet to various groups and societies instead. He says, "I deliver the lectures for free, but I ask for a voluntary charitable donation to Blind Veterans UK, and every group I speak to has been very generous. It's a really worthy charity, so for me, it's a win all round. I enjoy giving the lectures and telling these great stories. I feel that it's important to never let history die and to keep the memory of sacrifice and bravery alive. The audience has an enjoyable and interesting evening, and I can raise awareness for a fantastic charity, all whilst raising money to support blind veterans who have served their country." To date, Chris has introduced 17 groups to Blind Veterans UK and raised over £1,000. Nolene sells her crafts. Member Nolene started receiving support from us in 2020 after she lost her central vision due to an age-related degenerative eye condition. Nolene enjoyed knitting before she lost her sight and joined our knitting telephone group during the pandemic. She says, "A lady in the group who has no sight at all told me how she knits and I was encouraged to give it a go. At one point, I ran out of red wool and couldn't get any more as my local area went back into lockdown. Within 48 hours of mentioning this on the knitting group, I had been sent more wool from the charity and I burst into tears. I had never met these people and they were sending me wonderful gifts. I've also been provided with a magnifier on a clamp so that I'm able to make my own cards. When you are vision impaired and trying desperately to keep hold of your hobbies, these small things are such a lovely help. The team at Blind Veterans UK bend over backwards to help us, and I wanted to give back. I started selling my craft work alongside fellow blind veterans. We make scarves, hats, pens, flower arrangements and cards. At Christmas, we made snowmen from socks and rice, which were selling quicker than we could make them. We sell them at a craft stall or to veterans and staff at our centres of wellbeing. So far, we've made just over £400. Mark and his love of fishing. Ex-Army veteran Mark now uses his love of fishing to fundraise for Blind Veterans UK with a yearly charity fishing match. Mark says, "The 48-hour competition is about much more than winning. Fishing gets people outside and is a great way to improve mental well-being. I myself and the guys who organise this with me are all ex-military. We know as serving soldiers you are putting yourself in harm's way and risk losing your sight or a limb. Therefore, it means so much to us to be able to give something back, and just a small amount of money can make such a difference. Mark's events have raised over £7,000 for us." Sally's enthusiasm for scooters. Sally works for our charity coordinating the work of volunteers in the southwest and Gloucester. Outside of work, Sally is a member of the Yate and Sodbury Scooter Club, which brings scooter enthusiasts together to celebrate the likes of Vespers and Lambrettas, as well as Northern Soul music. The club holds regular charity Northern Soul nights, and in June 2022 had their first annual scooter rally. Members of the club can nominate charities to benefit from these events, and Sally put us forward. Sally says, "I sadly no longer have my own scooter, but I'm still very much involved in the club. The scooter rally was a great success and a really enjoyable event. The icing on the cake was that other members of the club also felt that Blind Veterans UK was a worthy charity and voted to support it. The rally raised over £3,000, and three charities, including ours, were each given £1,000. Could you turn your hobby or interest into an Armed Forces Day fundraiser? Contact the Community Partnerships team at fundraising@blindveterans.org.uk with your plans, or visit blindveterans.org.uk/AFD, that's all in lowercase, AFD23 for ideas.